In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
All right, let's go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. Monday Night Football was of interest to your Houston Texans. You were looking.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was of interest.
Well, depends. Speaking of being drunk, if you wanted to watch a drunk football game, you had Eagles Chargers, and it was perfectly drunk. Like it was the most drunk of a football game that I've ever seen.
You get a turnover. You get a turnover.
And you get two. Turnover. Jalen Hurts had two on one play.
Yes, and you had a play that had, what was that, three turnovers in it. You had back-to-back plays with turnovers where you had an interception, then an interception right back. This game was a mess. 22-19 was the score, and unfortunately for the Texans, you did not get the help that you were seeking. It looked like you might and at the end of that game, 22-19 in overtime, because the Eagles were driving in overtime and had an opportunity, if they would have scored, to win that football game. Nope. Another interceptions. I believe it was four of them for the local boy.
Four or five turnovers.
Jalen Hurts, one of those interceptions and fumbles happening on the same play, as we mentioned. And all of this happening, I don't know if you remembered, on ESPN2, they were doing the Monsters, Inc. edition of the game.
I watched a little bit of that.
Yeah. I watched it by accident. You know how when you go on your TV and it just says the game?
Yeah.
And you click on it and like, oh, no, that's the Skycast or whatever. I watched like 5 minutes by accident. But I did go back and watch the fumbles via Monsters, Inc. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. It added a different level of drunk to this. It was a mess of a football game. Neither quarterback was particularly good. I mean, do you even want to say either team was particularly good?
No, it was you hit it. That game was drunk. There was one stretch of seven plays that had four turnovers. Think about that. Seven plays, four turnovers. And no, it was bad. And I felt bad for Jalen Hurts. I've been defending him. Obviously, he made some incredible plays last. That whole team was like a different team last year, but on the way to the Super Bowl. And I actually felt bad for him because I kind of thought about C.J. Stroud in a way. Because C.J. Stroud seems to be gaining confidence in what this offense is. Jalen Hurts, to me, looked like a quarterback that had no confidence in what that offense was. Just doesn't believe in it, you know? And that's where I think he is.
The tough thing about it, though, is you had Saquon Barkley rushing for 122 yards, go for 6 yards a pop, including one big 52-yard one and a fake tush-push. They get up, they break the huddle, get up to the line quick, draw that attention, and then toss it out, let Saquon go. That's a big play. But, I mean, this offense should be significantly better.
The line is incredibly inconsistent.
Chris Sims was talking about this game, and I think that there's some validity in one of the things that he said, which is I think that some of the reason why this offense is the way that it is, where we complain about it, is not actually the coaching, and the I think that some of it is the parameters that Jalen Hurts puts upon it.
I don't think he buys into it. He just looks like a guy that doesn't buy into what they're trying to do. Doesn't show the confidence that he has in the past. Makes some silly plays that you know were not the right read on that play. Actually, they just showed one on the TV in our studio. I mean, he threw one ball straight up the middle of the field that was into double coverage. That can't be the choice. That can't be the option there.
Right. The way that the actual offense is working does not look like he's executing it properly or operating the way that he needs to. But then also there's something to be asked about the offense looking the way it is because of either demands or constraints on what he puts on the offense at this point.
Yeah.
Because we've talked around and around about A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, well, more so A.J. Brown, but needing and desiring more opportunities with the football. We've seen them run the ball well at various different points in this in the iteration with him as a starting quarterback. It just feels like it all doesn't become cohesive in a way that it needs to. And that's rough for a Philadelphia Eagles team that even with this, like, they're 8-5, but they should be better than they are.
Yeah.
Like, they've got – that is a massively talented roster.
They were 8-2 and leading the Cowboys 21-0. Since then, now they're 8-5.
Incredibly winnable games in the midst there.
Yeah.
Thanks for nothing, shout out to Figgy Fig, because I think that would have been one that we would appreciate greatly, giving the Texans more opportunities to move up in the playoffs. Now, of course, the Texans still have a lot of control of their own destiny. I think the only thing that I'm most looking forward to is, what is it, week 16, I remember, with the Jags versus the Broncos. That's the one place where I will very much do the I am rooting for another team to handle some of my light work, so to say, right? Which is the Broncos getting a victory versus the Jags. But outside of that, like, I understand that you don't need to and probably shouldn't be like, oh, I want this team to win. It kind of felt bad, though, where the Eagles had many opportunities against a Chargers team that also was looking to turn the ball over with a
Justin. At least they had an excuse. Herbert was really hurting.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, to the point where he clearly was running away from Laura Rutledge at the end of the game because he did not want to talk about injury.
Yeah, he said, oh, I got to celebrate with my teammates, but he was just really, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a 12 of 26, 139 yards, touchdown, and interception. A wild Monday night game. I think it was entertaining, though, at least. For
you? It was watchable because of just the craziness, and you didn't know what to expect next.
Pure nonsense.
Yeah, yeah.
Pure absolute nonsense.
It did do something, though.
What is that?
I think it pretty much dang near set in stone, which is weird, the AFC playoffs. I think you can easily argue that the AFC playoff teams are set, and the Texans are one of them. It's just a matter of where they end up in the bracket.
So as of right now, the teams that are currently slated to be in the playoffs, especially if the season were to end today, the Broncos and the Patriots both have 11 wins. Depending on how that goes with the tie break, one of those teams will be one, one of those teams will be two. They can duke that out. Currently, the Jags are at the top of the division, but they have 9 wins. They end with either 12 or 13 wins. That should get them into the playoffs either as the champion of the AFC South or as a wild card, one of those wild cards that wins a whole bunch of games. Currently, the Steelers are 7-6. They have the tiebreak versus, I believe they have the tiebreak versus the Ravens after getting that victory. I believe that's how that works.
I think so, yeah.
And so they have a leg up in the AFC North, especially when you see the Bengals not able to actually get their win and try and win out. Bills, 9-4. I don't know that the Kansas City Chiefs, all the other teams that are on the outside looking in are like, 6 win teams. I guess the Colts are on the outside looking in with 8, have an opportunity to try and track them down. But they're a mess.
Yeah.
How much are they mess, though, with Philip Rivers returning to play football? That's right.
Literally a grandfather.
Is he?
Yeah. Yeah, his daughter has a kid.
Wait, really?
Yeah. He's a grandfather.
He's a grandpa.
I never clocked this.
Yeah, he's literally a grandpa. And
that's uncomfortable.
And apparently, and he's...
Don't he got a kid that's in college,
his
too?
His daughter is older than Tyler Warren.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Sheesh. And he's going to be... I don't know. I don't know what to make of this. Yeah, he's been out of the league for 5 years.
Has it been five?
Going on five years.
His last season was in 2020.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
Out of the league for 5 years. A grandpa and his daughter is older. A kid in college. His daughter's older than Tyler Warren. Has all those kids himself. And he's back. He had a tryout last night, according to reports. Went well. And he could be back in the league this week. I do not know what to make of this.
My favorite thing, every time you see something like this pop up, you always get that random tweet. I don't even know if it's real or not because we haven't heard from the guy. But Colin Kaepernick in the best shape of his life, still wanting to play.
They were talking about Jason Kelce last night.
Yeah, they was.
I was like, but here's the scary part, and it speaks to the playoff bracket being set in the AFC. He might be their best option.
Anthony Richardson still on IR. Mm-hmm. I guess that eye thing was significant, like even more significant than you could have imagined. Riley Leonard is dealing with a knee injury of sorts. I can't remember exactly what it is. Knee strain, I believe. So that puts it like Brett Rippon.
Mm-hmm. Or Philip Rivers.
44-year-old Philip Rivers. you got to say his whole name.
Is that the best option for real?
You tell me. Would you take Philip Rivers at 44?
Off the couch, who haven't played in 5 years.
Or Brett Rippon.
It got to be somebody else out there.
You would think. that's what I'm saying. I don't know what to make of it. I really don't.
That is insane.
According to, I think it was Rappaport, that his workout last night went well. Still negotiating.
Is that the one quarterback you could call if you could try to get a couple more games out of somebody?
In terms of the resume he had, but it's been five years.
What about Big Ben?
Oh, no, you don't want no Big. Because
I'm trying to think of somebody that you could call that can hop up off the couch that you consider. Flacco was on the team already.
Yeah, I was like, the constant name of Flacco is usually there. Carson Wentz is still on a team, even though I don't know how much you're actually excited about that.
He's hurt.
Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of great answers because this is not something you're supposed to have to do. you're not supposed to just go get somebody.
Andrew Luck and try to get him out of retirement.
Maybe Luck is the guy.
Where's Seneca Wallace when you need him? You know what I mean? Where is Josh Johnson? Josh Johnson probably on a team somewhere, if we're going to be entirely honest. Yeah, that is really tough.
That's sick.
The crazy thing about it is I am not entirely to a place where I don't think that this can't be somewhat viable. I just don't think they're winning games.
They're in desperation mode. And, like I said, they're a mess right now. The Ravens are a mess. They're not getting in. They still have to play the Bengals, Patriots, Packers, and Steelers. The Chiefs are pretty much out. The Dolphins still have the Steelers, Bengals, Bucks, and Patriots. They're not getting in. And the best record the Bengals can have is 8-9. I mean, I'm here to tell you, outside of being official, the Texans are in the playoffs.
Yeah, it feels like that's the case. Yeah. As long as you don't do nothing stupid, that's where you are. And now it just becomes how can you position yourself for the opportunity to be maximum successful down the stretch and into the playoffs. That's the thing. Somebody, RG3, Brady comes in on the text line, Cameron Newton. Is a name any of these? Somebody said Warren Moon. You're playing the game right. And now we're just Fran Tarkenton. That's when we're playing.
Troy Aikman, come on down.
Well, at least he knows the game still.
Somebody said Aikman.
Adam Schefter actually made a little joke about that. Yeah. Like, hey, you never know. They might call us Troy Aikman.
I think he's in his mid-50s now.
I mean, not that far off from Phillip Rivers, who is 44.
This is true.
Get on Clint Sterner, man. Yeah. Have him go down.
Yeah, let's see with Clint. What you got, dog? Go ahead and warm up the arm, man. Let's see it. As we continue around the NFL, the flex is happening here.
We have a flex.
We have a flex. New England Baltimore has been flexed into the Sunday Night Football game for Week 16. That's December 21st, and it replaces Bengals Dolphins. That makes sense. Yeah. That game is not going to be of the same intrigue as one would have imagined. Patriots Ravens, though, as much as I think that that is going to be an okay game, I also don't know if that has the same intrigue in Week 16.
I don't know. It made me think about, is that Texans at Chargers game going to get flexed? Week 17? It's Texans at Chargers Week 17. So we should find, I think you have to have, what, 3 weeks out? 2 weeks out?
Yeah, 2 weeks out.
Yeah, something like that. So we might find out the Texans are playing a game on Sunday night at L.A. It would make sense, wouldn't it?
I mean, that could happen. Yeah, it's a game that has an opportunity to be flexed. Both teams are going to have – I mean, that's probably going to be a game that has some level of importance or impact into the playoff race, whether it's – you know, whether a team's going to win the division or not.
Right.
Well, I guess a team would have to be the Texans. I don't think the Chargers are catching the Broncos at this point.
Yeah, but they'll be in the midst of maybe their run here in the postseason as well.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a possibility. I had not fully gotten to that place, but that one could be. As of right now, it's already in that.
It's a TBD.
Yeah, it's a TBD, but I believe it's, that does have quite the possibility. More names coming in. Hasselbeck, Ryan Fitzpatrick. I don't know if even Ryan Fitzpatrick. I think he's done.
I think
a lot
he's
of that.
Retired.
Yeah. Somebody said Andre Ware. Leave Andre alone. All right. T.J. Yates, Derek Carr. Derek Carr actually
that might be more realistic.
That might be a better choice
because he gave up when he still had juice to go. Like I know he's doing the podcast with him and David.
Yeah, but he's got to. I would take Derek Carr over.
What about Derek. Would you get Tom Brady a call?
No.
No, I don't think so.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
No. Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
I think I would over Rivers.
Really?
Over Rivers, yeah.
Is Brady, what, 47?
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. But the question is...
He was playing good at the age of 45.
Yeah. I wonder if he's still keeping himself in that shape. You know what I mean?
48. He's 48.
I wonder if he's still
doing...
We're
going to get a 50-year-old out here.
And it's going to be Philip Rivers because he doesn't want to go home.
If I had to get an old man, I would go with Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair. A good one here... Although it's never going to happen, if you could find a way to convince Andrew Luck.
That's the one I mentioned earlier. I think
I miss
him? He looked so retired, though,
No,
man.
He's that skinny.
I think
already.
He was on the sideline of a Stanford game, I want to say. Yeah. Man, he ain't even look like the same person.
He had a fun moment. But I know that he's got, like, the capability of playing, though.
Yeah.
I don't know if he
I would try there. To guilt trip him into playing for the Colts, man.
Said Matt Ryan. I wouldn't mind Matt Ryan if I had to, if I were the Colts.
He was.
All of these guys are Colts. The guys the Colts have already tried.
Yes.
They've already run through
just
this
shoot
before.
For Tom Brady at this point, man. I know he's the owner. Shot. I know he's the owner of the Raiders, but just shoot your shot.
That is funny. That is funny. All right. And then we mentioned this on Friday, but I did want to dig a little bit deeper into this. There are, like, the NFL, thankfully, is doing the playing surface thing. I think that they kind of got bullied into it, John Lopez.
I think they did.
I think that there's been enough complaints, particularly at MetLife Stadium. Mm-hmm. That's one of the ones that constantly coached. Even earlier this year, who was it? Was it Sirianni? One of these coaches was complaining about the turf at MetLife Stadium.
Just a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, and of course, I can't remember in the moment. Mm-hmm. But they're establishing a new standard. Apparently, the NFL has a field director.
Yeah.
His name is Nick Pappas. He detailed plans for a program that will provide each team with, quote, a library of approved and accredited NFL fields before the start of next season. So what's going to happen is that by 2028, whether it's artificial, hybrid, or natural grass, there will be approved fields that these teams are going to need to create, get updates with, or make sure that they're up to standard so that they continue to raise the bar of safety for these players.
And all I have to say to that is it's about time. It's just silly that you can do whatever you want, and I know they can point to some data and such up at MetLife, but it clearly is something that bugs a lot of people.
And that's what they had been doing. They've been pointing to data like actually this is a lot safer than you give it credit for.
Yeah.
I think that if anecdotally it ends up being this problematic, even with the data, I think that you have to be cognizant because sometimes it's less about the actual data, and sometimes it's about making sure that you ensure confidence in what you're doing here. And so even if I'm interested to see what the actual new standards are and how many teams actually have to update, because I imagine that this might be one of those things where, hey, look, a majority of these teams actually already are within the standard. Mm-hmm. But at least I try and engender more confidence with your league and your players. I think that's going a long way, and I thought the NFL did the right thing.
I agree. And one more, Deshaun Watson. I don't think it's too. You can't trade him. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Maybe hey, next year. Maybe
look,
next year.
I bet the Browns are like, hey, if you're looking for a quarterback that bad, we got one. Come get him. Come get him. We'll pack his bag.
We'll pay the rest of his salary, too.
We'll put him on a plane right now.
You can keep him for free. Yeah.
You can have, well, pay the rest of his salary. That's the whole idea. Hey, man, see if you can. See if you can build the Colts into picking them some of the check here. Yeah. All right, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, what does the Texans' red zone capacity right now get you in the long run? It's a question I've been asking myself after the Texans went 50% in the red zone in Kansas City. 713-572-4610. Let's talk about the Texans in the red zone next.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.